Wake Up Crew, WGNS. Wake me up before you go, go. Take me dancing tonight.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Wake Up Crew. John and Brian, Dalton off to today and tomorrow. This is episode 1389. And, of course, we've started the quote of the day. Is that what we say? Quote?
Yeah. Quote, thought. I like thought of the day, but it doesn't matter to
well,
me.
Well, thought of the day was ridiculed by Dalton, so that is not correct. It's the quote of the day. So you can't vary from what he wants.
But it's not a wandering thought. It's just a thought.
No, it's a quote. It's not a thought. Oh. We're not doing thoughts. These aren't thoughts.
Sorry.
These are quotes by people.
I didn't know that something that I added to the show had to have a name change.
Well, I mean, thought of the day is if I'm just sitting here thinking of something. Quote means it was told by someone and they're credited. Let's get it right.
It was their thought.
Okay, thought, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter.
I don't care either.
It's Throwback Thursday. Opportunities are usually disguised as hard work, so most people don't recognize them.
Ooh, that's a slam.
Opportunities are usually disguised as hard work, so most people don't recognize them.
Yeah. That's saying that most people are lazy.
I don't really think that's what she meant. That's Ann Landers. Didn't she have Dear Abby column? Or?
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I think that's where that came from. We've had an interesting week, a little rain, just all kinds of little things going on. We had good weather Monday.
And Tuesday
looks pretty good.
Tuesday wasn't bad. Temperatures are going to kind of fall back this weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah. But not terribly. I mean, it's going to be below normal.
Oh, no.
You know what the average temperature is this time of the year?
Oh, no. No, I don't.
70, 71, somewhere around in there. So we're going to be in the upper 60s, I think.
I just know 40s, no 40 high days. I don't
see one of those.
No, I don't think that's come. 63, I think, is the high of the weekend. 64, not bad. I'll take it.
Boy, last weekend was wonderful.
Yeah, boy, the yard looked so pretty, too. You know, it had rained most of the week, and then it turned pretty. Mowed the yard. Gosh, it looks so green and beautiful. I love it when you can do it on Saturday, like Saturday morning, and get done about 1 o'clock. Then it looks pretty the rest of the weekend. What are you saying? Did you not mow?
I tried.
Oh, what do you mean?
I tried.
What do you mean you tried?
I got one lap done, and then something happened to the mower.
Oh no!
It was the bamboo's fault. That bamboo growing, it caused the belt to jump off, it wouldn't engage. So something's wrong with the belt, or the belt broke, or something. So it's at the shop.
So now you've got a jungle.
It's pretty tall.
Gee, what are you going to do?
I'm hoping I get my mower back real quick.
You know, if you paid somebody to mow your yard, it would be expensive, I think, because they charge about $35 or $40 for an average yard. And your yard isn't average.
I got about an acre.
Yeah.
Right at
an
acre.
So you're talking probably $75 to $100.
But on a zero turn, it takes less than an hour to mow.
It doesn't matter. If somebody mows your yard, they're going to charge you that. They go by square foot or, you know, whatever. It'll be at least double. You've got the money. Just go ahead and pay it and get the yard mowed.
I'm not doing that every week.
No, not every week, but just one time. Say, hey, I need somebody to mow my yard one time. No, you're going to sit there and wait and let it be a jungle. I know you. Yeah.
It'll be okay.
You have to set it up on high when you mow it first time. Coming back. Hadn't grown too much, though. Weather's been a little dry. You know, it had been dry, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got to. So, since it wouldn't cut, I did go around and just mash down with the mower. I mashed down all those bamboo that were growing. Mm. That stuff's aggravating. I mean, it's
You're going to literally have to just take it and cut it yourself, I think, every year.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, thankfully, the ones that are just now growing, they're soft. It's not like they're the hard bamboo when they come out of the ground.
So have you already taken your mower in to the shop?
Yeah, he came to pick it up Wednesday.
Oh, he picks it up. Nice.
Yeah, I don't have a trailer.
Yeah, it's nice. And then he'll fix it and then bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a while. Just saying.
Hope you never know.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take our first look at the weather here this morning on this Thursday. It's 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers and storms become likely. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Lows drop to 62. Winds south-southwest 5 to 15. And then Friday, still a chance for showers and storms before noon, and highs make it into the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 67.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it. Here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Hey guys, have you noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive? It could be low T. Be sure to schedule your health assessment at Low T Center. For established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored self-inject at-home testosterone treatments with an average payment of $150 a month cash pay, including labs and medication. If you need the convenience of at-home treatment, Low T Center makes it easy, shipping treatments directly to you. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants. When I go places, people like to tell me their favorite menu item. One of the most popular is our catfish basket. Delicious fillets of catfish, fried golden brown, and served over curly fries, or any side item for that matter. They're on our menu daily and on special every single Friday. At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Interest rates continue to make the news, but what if you need a new car or truck to get to work? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. And we can help get you a break from your interest rate when purchasing anything that rolls or floats. This includes newer used autos, boats, RVs, motorcycles, and more. But hurry, this limited time offer ends soon. You can learn more or apply online at heritagesouth.org. Terms and conditions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Over the past several years, hearing aid technology has drastically improved. Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Lancaster. If you've been struggling with your hearing, give me a call, Dr. Sean Lancaster, and take a free hearing aid test drive and see for yourself how much hearing aids can truly help.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Eddie Garcia.
In the NBA, we had a pair of play-in games in the East. The 7-8 matchup had the 76ers beating the Heat 105-104. Philadelphia was down 12 at the half. They rallied back behind star Joel Embiid, who had 23 points and 15 rebounds in the win. Miami star Jimmy Butler had 19 points, did suffer a knee injury in the first half. It did affect his play the rest of the way, but he stayed in the game. His status, though, going forward is unknown. Philadelphia earns the 7th seed in the East. They'll face the number 2 seed, the New York Knicks, in the first round of the playoffs. The 9-10 matchup had the Bulls rolling over the Hawks, 131-116. Chicago's Kobe White had a career-high 42 points in the win. Atlanta's eliminated. Chicago will now face Miami. Winner gets the 8th seed in the East and will face the number 1 seed, Boston Celtics. NBA news, Pelican star Zion Williamson is going to miss the team's play-in game on Friday against Sacramento due to a hamstring injury. If New Orleans is able to win in advance, he's expected to miss at least the start of the next series against Oklahoma City as well.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
This is the Wake Up Crew. It's 21 minutes after 6. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Rutherford County's 23rd annual Earth Day celebration is this Saturday. That's right, April 20th, 10 a.m. to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. You can check out the Kids Zone with hands-on games and activities. Free fun for the whole family April 20th on the square. For more information, go to rceearthday.com. I always want to put that E in there, like RCE, because I'm thinking of, I don't know why I do that, but RC Earth Day.
Yeah, the E is capitalized, yeah, just like the R and the C is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, anyway, but you have to do it that way because that's the way you get to the website.
Yeah.
rceearthday.com.
I like to put, even though it doesn't really matter whether it's capital or lowercase when you type it in, just to make it easy to read, capitalize the different words, you know.
Yeah.
Because if it was just all lowercase, R, C, E, I mean, it would be, but.
And I've missed it like five times. I've done that R, C, E like four or five times already. Yeah. But easy to read. That's what you say. Hey.
More normal person, maybe.
Okay. Okay, is this the way the day's going to be?
I don't know.
Early in the morning, I'm not in a good mood anyway, and you're causing me grief right now.
Oh, am I? Okay.
Oh, man. If we got mad at each other, we could just have moments of silence on the air.
Why not? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, why not?
I'll fill with something.
Yeah, you will, for sure. What do we do now? Oh, yeah, our song of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Classic country hits, some of the biggest classic country hits. You've got to have Loretta Lynn on the list.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill in Butcher Holler.
Oh, that's a classic. I've never noticed the banjo in that song until today.
Yeah, really?
Kind of cool.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it funny though, those Opry stars, you know, they make get one hit and they go on the Grand Ole Opry and sing it every week, and you know, it's amazing, you know, how much money they make, you know. Well, I'll get this leads me to another. We'll talk when we have more time about the Grand Ole Opry. We'll talk about that just a little bit. Okay. All right, here we go. Good neighbor of the day, Allison Somm. She's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flyers Coffee and Gifts at News Radio WGNS.
All right, so if you want to send us a good neighbor, text the word neighbor to 615-893-1450 and fill out the information. Click submit. It's going to be an easy addition to make someone's day.
The facts of life.
People who swear tend to be more honest.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
People who swear. Well, that's probably true. 624.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
This is Stan with Parks Auction. The annual Milton consignment sale coming up Saturday, April the 20th. The auction starts at 9.
Good and used farm, construction, and landscaping equipment, trucks, trailers, RVs, boats, campers, and more.
If you got good consignments, holler at me.
Don't miss this community event. This Saturday, the auction starts at 9, and there's even free food.
Be with us Saturday at Milton, 11132 Las Casas Pike.
Parks Auction. Firm 3984.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. A former Mid-State police chief is suing the city rocked by a sex scandal last year, citing racial discrimination and unlawful employment practices. Burl Chip Davis was fired from the Laverne PD last year after a sex scandal involving multiple employees made national headlines. The lawsuit filed by Davis this week is asking damages and is accusing the city of racial discrimination in violation of the Tennessee Human Rights Act. Davis alleges he was terminated while other white supervisors received no disciplinary action. Davis is requesting a jury trial as well as back pay for lost benefits, compensation for stress, punitive, and liquidated damages. Some students in Rutherford County could be forced to find a new way to school as the district considers cutting some bus routes. Bus transportation would be eliminated to students whose homes are within 1 mile of the school if the Rutherford County School Board approves establishing a parent responsibility zone. A number of parents have a list of concerns with the proposal, including the increased possibility of a child being abducted. Additional worries include pedestrians' safety with the lack of sidewalks in some of the more rural areas of the county, the headache of added traffic congestion, and the dangers of a child crossing it. And make sure you check your seat before leaving your Uber. The 8th annual snapshot of the most surprising and most popular items left behind in Ubers, aside from the usual cell phones, cameras, and tablets, are a toupee, a breathalyzer, a candle labeled See You in Court, a fake tooth, a poster of Hillary Clinton, and the engine from a Jeep Liberty. How would they even get that in an Uber? I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on The Wake Up Crew. John Dinkins here, pretty much alone. Brian's here, but really not helping out much in the conversation at all. And we are... Okay, well, there you go. Good Neighbor events coming up, and another check of the weather. We'll also take our first look at traffic. I'm really digging that shirt you're wearing today.
Are you?
That big GTV shirt? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to make me one of those. I like those. It's neat.
It's blue on blue. Is that okay?
Well, I don't have to have blue, but yeah, I'll get a shirt, and I'll get one. They can be different colors, though, I take it.
So... this is the actual color of the logo, blue and red.
Mm-hmm.
So it can be
a light.
It can be color, or I've got white ones.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I really like that. I like that. Big G TV. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk to you. We were talking about Loretta Lynn, the Grand Ole Opry. You know, there are some country music singers that are not members of the Grand Ole Opry. And I didn't realize George Strait, for example. He lives in Texas, so he declined his induction into the Hall of Fame in the country music or the Grand Ole Opry.
Why would you do that?
Well, see,
they must have to perform so often.
You have to perform at least 12 or 13, something like that, performances a year, and that's a lot if you live in Texas. You know, flying in and you know doing that, and they only get paid like a couple hundred bucks. Every time they do that, every time they perform. So George has got plenty of money, so I don't think he's worried about it.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
I mean, if you live in Nashville, like Vince Gill, I mean, you know, they were on Sunday night. I saw on TV, Patti Loveless was on there with Vince Gill. It was really good. And I didn't realize Patti was 67 now. And
so when you say you saw it on TV, was it like
the Grand Ole Opry live thing they have on Channel 4?
Oh,
and
they started that during COVID, didn't they?
Yeah, Patti Loveless is 67, and I can remember Timber, I'm Falling in Love. You remember that? Timber, I'm Falling in Love. Yeah. And it just shocked me that she was that age. And Vince is getting up there, too. I mean, he's no spring chicken either.
Yeah.
So
now, was this from an actual performance of the Grand Ole Opry?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they film it, and then they show it on Sunday
I haven't
night.
Seen it since... You know, it was done during COVID, and they taped those, you know, and there was
right.
no crowd and stuff.
But. Oh, no, this is actually people there. The Grand Ole Opry scene has changed. The scenery has changed a lot. I mean, it doesn't look – there's a figure of a barn, but it's really not – it's just like a line of a barn, line drawing of a barn. Instead of the actual barn, you know, you'd have the, you know, Goo Goo Cluster advertising on the – you know. So it's changed a lot. So, anyway – I just thought that was interesting.
I've only been once in my lifetime, and it was years ago.
Yeah, I went, let's see, Marty Robbins was still, he was singing. So that was the last time I've been. So I don't know why we don't make more trips to that. Anyway, got things to do. We really do.
It's time for Today in History.
Your Good Neighbor Station, WGNS.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I'm Ryan Beard.
Ask what you can do for your country.
I'm John Dinkins.
I have a dream.
This is Dalton Merritt.
Tear down this wall.
Today in history brought to you by Turner Security, our friends over there who have secured this building. Man, you can't get in this place unless you're special.
Tighten down like a tick.
That's exactly right. 1775, Paul Revere and William Dawes ride from Charleston to Lexington, warning the regulars are coming. 1906, San Francisco earthquake and fire kills nearly 4,000 people, destroys 75% of San Francisco.
Wow.
In 1924, the first crossword puzzle book is published. 1977, Alex Haley, the author of Roots, awarded the Pulitzer Prize. Boy, everybody watched that miniseries, Roots.
That was late 70s, wasn't it?
Late 70s. 1988, Barbara Streisand records Warm All Over. In 1994, Beauty and the Beast opens at the Palace Theater in New York City.
Beauty and the Beast, ever just the same.
1995, quarterback Joe Montana announces his retirement from football. Sad day for you, Brian Barrett.
It was.
1999, Wayne Gretzky plays his last game in the NHL as the New York Rangers lose 2-1 to the Pittsburgh Penguins. 2015 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees, the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, Green Day, Joan Jett, Lou Reed, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Double Trouble, and Bill Withers and Ringo Starr. See how they nominate so many people?
Yeah, that's nuts.
They're going to run out of people eventually, I think. Anyway, more to come here on the Wake Up Crew. We've got Brandon Brooks standing by with CBS Rewind. It's 6:33 here on a Thursday morning.
This is CBS Rewind. April 18th, 1938. DC Comics published Action Comics number 1, featuring the very first appearance of...
Look, up in the sky.
Superman.
It's Superman!
This date in 1976.
All right, boys, let's get back to basics.
The Bad News Bears.
This is a baseball.
Number 1 at the box office.
Grab a bat, Tom.
And in 1994...
I have something to tell you!
Roseanne Arnold filed for divorce from Tom Arnold...
Don't! Panic.
She dropped the case, but refiled it less than a month later.
You know, you'll have to excuse me. I might be in a little bit of shock here.
I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's why.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers and storms become likely. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Lows drop to 62. Winds south-southwest 5 to 15. And then Friday, still a chance for showers and storms before noon, and highs make it into the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 67.
Boy, it looks like a minor accident here on Briley Parkway right at I-24. That's going to be north of town, as that traffic still runs slow up there, that northern section of Robertson County on 65 southbound, coming in from Kentucky there into Tennessee before you get down to that Portland exit on 65 southbound. Again, I can see a pretty good delay. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee, Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by the law offices of John Day and Americare Pest Control.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure, safe and secure. It's the last rights for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. Americare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
It's so important to support our local businesses. WGNS encourages you to shop local. The Red Cross is critically low on blood. And our Murfreesboro Red Cross is at 501 Memorial Boulevard. Look at your schedule, then call the Red Cross and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Phone 800-RED-CROSS. Maybe you just moved here and want to learn more about our community. Well, this Saturday, head over to the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse and meet some friends from the Rutherford County Historical Society. They'll be interacting with you about local history. Ransom School is at 717 North Academy Street, and that free session, 9 until noon, this Saturday. Saturday is also Earth Day on the Murfreesboro Square. Our hats off to Middle Tennessee Electric for again making this possible. Earth Day is 10 until 2 all around the courthouse on the square this Saturday. And Saturday night brings the Backstage Bash to the Center for the Arts at 110 West College. Yeah, that's this Saturday night. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kids' college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
This is Stan with Parks Auction. The annual Milton consignment sale coming up Saturday, April the 20th. The auction starts at 9.
Good and used farm, construction, and landscaping equipment, trucks, trailers, RVs, boats, campers, and more.
If you got good consignments, holler at me.
Don't miss this community event. This Saturday, the auction starts at 9, and there's even free food.
Be with us Saturday at Milton, 11132 Las Casas Pike.
Firm 3984.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
As a leader in environmental services, sustainability is deeply integrated into our business model. At Middle Point Landfill, we are environmentalists at heart. We use a cutting-edge technology in combination with our deep experience in recycling and waste services to protect our environment and our neighbors. That's our job, and that's our promise. This is Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill. We invite you to learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com. Republic Services. We are sustainability in action.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Oh, nice guy.
It's 21 before the hour, and welcome back to The Wake Up Crew. John and Brian with you this morning. On a Thursday morning, it's throwback. I think we've got an interesting throwback for you coming up. And I've got a great tomorrow. What are we watching?
Oh, do you? Okay.
Well, I mean, it's, you're going to think it's dumb, but I think it's going to exciting. It's exciting news.
Okay.
Yeah. Just a little teaser out there. You got a dad joke for us today. You're looking at your dad joke calendar, which indicates to me this might not be a very good day.
Improper planning.
The dad joke calendar hasn't been great. As a whole.
Well, it's hit or miss.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see about today. What time do ducks wake up?
I don't know. When?
At the quack of dawn.
Okay. I'm going to give you a 3.5.
Okay.
The reason being, the joke wasn't funny, but it was a typical standard dad joke that hits all the... It checks all the boxes. Yeah,
right?
takes all of it good. So, 3.5.
CBS News Brief. Most 911 service has been restored in 4 states that had outages overnight. Police consultant Christopher Darcy.
The investigation will reveal, obviously, the cause,
And then we can use it as a learning opportunity in law enforcement to really shore up these things.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's setting up a vote as soon as Saturday on bills to send billions of dollars to Ukraine and Israel, putting him on shaky ground with members of his own Republican Party. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Johnson says he doesn't need Democrats to intervene to save him, but multiple Democrats told CBS News they would if it meant more money for Ukraine. The bill got a big jolt. President Biden says he supports it, too.
Senate Democrats squashed an impeachment trial of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas over the border crisis. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We are not supposed to say that when you disagree with someone on policy, then that's suddenly a high crime and misdemeanor. That would degrade government.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. On Tuesday, April 23rd, from 9 to 3, the Rutherford County Area Habitat for Humanity will host a significant volunteer effort at its Legacy Point subdivision in Murfreesboro. Several future homeowners participating in the Habitat program are working toward their goal of home ownership by completing 50 hours of financial literacy and homeowner education courses, while also contributing 300 hours of partner equity toward the construction of their new home. Wednesday, Rutherford County Fire and Rescue responded to a report of a dump truck engulfed in flames. Crews arrived to find the truck just off the roadway, fully engulfed. In addition to combating the fire, crews prioritized environmental safety, taking precautions to prevent any hazardous runoff water from polluting the surroundings. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee joined five other governors in issuing a joint statement opposing the United Auto Workers unionization campaign. Governors say that they're concerned the campaign is driven by misinformation and scare tactics that the UAW, they say, has brought into other states. The United Way of Rutherford and Cannon Counties is getting up for its annual signature fundraising event, Red, White, and Bayou. This year's event will take place May 3rd at Saddlewoods Farm and is chaired by Tab and Lane Talbot, longtime supporters of the United Way. The Talbots say they're most passionate about the United Way's local initiatives to support the community's youngest members and have hosted annual fundraisers for the local Imagination Library for several years. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com. And follow us on X at WGNSradio. I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how. Learn now. Let Dell Wamsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Dell's team live in Chattanooga, 2 days only at the Marriott Downtown, Saturday and Sunday, May 4th and 5th. Register now at GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. That's GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter promo code 2024 for a special discount offer. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024.
This message for all the men out there. Ladies, cover your ears. If you've been feeling tired and grumpy and have noticed a lack of motivation and drive, have weight gain and loss of muscle mass, these could all be signs of low testosterone levels. And at Low T Center, they make it quick and easy to get your levels checked. It's as simple as a blood test with their on-site lab, and they'll get your results back in about 25 minutes. What I love about Low T Center is it's geared towards us, men. They know we don't like to wait around. They know we're impatient. And they know that we like things simple. For me, at times, that means making things a little more simple to understand, too. Because we're guys, and we're more focused on heading home to start working on that project car in the garage. Who knows what you're thinking? We're guys. There's no telling. But let me recommend Low T Center. Most health insurance is accepted for treatment there, and they have the affordable and convenient treatment options that include physician-monitored, self-inject, at-home treatment for their established patients, shipping treatments directly to you. Go to lowtcenter.com now to book your appointment online. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
This is Stan with Parks Auction. The annual Milton consignment sale coming up Saturday, April the 20th. The auction starts at 9.
Good and used farm, construction, and landscaping equipment, trucks, trailers, RVs, boats, campers, and more.
If you got good consignments, holler at me.
Don't miss this community event. This Saturday, the auction starts at 9, and there's even free food.
Be with us Saturday at Milton, 11132 Las Casas Pike.
Farm 3984.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
An app for easy payment.
Solar energy solutions.
I just want to talk to a real person when I need help.
Energy tips and low rates.
Done, 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 done.
I want to fly my car to the moon.
Houston, let's talk about electric vehicles. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Capstar Bank.
If you're looking for an authentic relationship with financial experts who genuinely care about your unique needs, Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank wants to help you reach your financial goals, because at Capstar Bank, you matter to us. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Now, information you need. Are there major risk factors of Alzheimer's disease and dementia that we need to be aware of?
If you have a biological parent that has the disease, if they're carrying that gene, you do have a 50-50% chance of getting the disease.
But the greatest risk are with...
People who smoke have a higher risk of forming Alzheimer's. People who drink alcohol have a higher risk of Alzheimer's. Exercise is a good way to lower your risk factor. Education is also a great way to lower your risk factor because you're exercising your brain. You're stretching it by learning.
And here's a shocker.
When we look at all of the counties, Rutherford County ranks third out of all the counties in the state where Alzheimer's is listed as the cause of death. Overall, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in America. So more people die of Alzheimer's than they do of breast cancer and prostate cancer combined. Women have a higher risk of Alzheimer's than men. With men, they focused for the last at least 20 years on cardiovascular health, which were all risk factors we've already discussed for Alzheimer's. So by focusing on their cardiovascular health, they improve their risk factors for Alzheimer's.
Information you need. Brought to you by Capstar Bank.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Wow.
Very ominous music.
It really is.
It's the Wake Up Crew.
And it is 6:48 here, and we've got birthdays to celebrate here in just a minute. But, you know, we were talking about quote or thought today.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've kind of had a wandering thought.
Have you now?
Wandering thoughts from John.
Brian, this morning it happened to cross my mind. You know, the cost of houses are really high.
Yes.
Yeah. When will they ever go down? Will we ever see a $200,000 home again?
Boy, don't know.
I mean... Wait a minute, I'm not through with my wandering thoughts. You can't enter into the wandering thought conversation until after I have it.
Oh.
So it seems to me that sometime they're going to have to go down, because if people are not trying to buy homes, then, you know, the economy gets all messed up again and that kind of thing, and that's kind of the pulse of our economy. I just think they'll have to go down sometime. Or is it going to be like a McDonald's Big Mac and it never goes, the price never goes down, but the size does? I mean, what? I don't know. That's my wandering thought.
And that's been Wandering Thoughts from John.
So I know someone who is moving to southeastern Georgia from Rutherford County. And they were able to get a home on about an acre or a little over an acre for the same amount, and a little bit bigger home than one with a very small lot in Smyrna area.
Is that because of demand? I mean,
well, I think it depends on where you are.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is what, the Waycross, Georgia area. I mean, it's not like it's a suburb of Atlanta like we are of Nashville, and I think it's just where you are.
Yeah. So Nashville is hurting us.
Yes, in terms of prices.
The fact that it's so popular because...
Well, and now Cannon County's growing. A lot of people went to Cannon County or to Bedford County because you could get more home cheaper, but those prices are going up in those areas too. Manchester.
It's funny to me, though, when you talk about it, that it kind of goes in cycles. You know, now it's like you need to rent. You know, renting is, you know, is more economical than buying. But it, because it was like that way in the 70s, you know, everybody was renting and didn't really think about it. And then it went to, okay, you've got to buy a home. Well, that's because the interest rates are so low and that kind of thing. Now we're back to renting again. You know, there's a lot more popularity for renting.
Well, and
maybe that's all they can do.
There are more options on what type of, is it a home?
Mm-hmm.
Is it, you know, a condo?
Right.
Do you rent or buy? Is it a townhome? So you've got more options than just it's either a house or rent a house.
Yeah, yeah. And condos are an interesting. I never have been crazy about a condo, although they have some beautiful condos. I mean, there are some beautiful ones around.
Well, but, I mean, I kind of think of your place as like a condo.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about when I was not feeble and old and, well, you know, can't take care of myself. You know, I mean, I never did like, we never did look into buying a condo, but
I think it would be a good option, you know, for, you know, an older couple or whatnot wanting to downsize. I don't know. I've thought about it.
I mean, I bought a house for $210,000. It was a really nice house. This was only 8 years ago. That's how it's changed.
Gosh.
You know, it was a
doubled in that.
Three bedroom, 2.5 bath, 2,600 square feet. It was $200,000, $210,000. That was only 7 or 8 years ago. So it's amazing.
It's probably $410,000 or $450,000 now.
And when I sold it, I didn't make much profit on it. But if I'd have kept it and then moved in with my daughter, I would have made a killing. You know, I don't ever do things in right. I never do things when I'm supposed to do them. You know,
it's always the wrong time.
My little house out there by World Outreach. I should have bought that thing. The little gray house out there. People drive by it all the time. They see it all the time. I had a chance to buy that one time. Let's go to celebrity birthdays because I'm getting depressed.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
Back in 1995, if I only would have said no to you in radio. See, I wouldn't have. Okay. James Drury was born in 1934. Excuse me. He played the Virginian. Haley Mills was born in 1946. James Wood, 1947. He was an American actor known for, I guess, maybe Against All Odds. You're the only one who really knew me at all. Great movie, Against All Odds.
Yep.
Jeff Bridges, when he was a young guy. 1963, Conan Chris O'Brien, American TV host, born in Brookline, Massachusetts. And finally, 1976, Melissa Joan Hart, American actress. She played Sabrina. And that's a look at celebrity birthdays. Here's some local birthdays for you. Gabriel Fancher has a birthday. Janet Patterson, happy birthday, Janet. Sandra Hawkins, Beverly Keel, Marvin Burton, Charlene McLaughlin, Betty Warwick, Debbie Hollums, and Harold Hamm.
Okay, those are the birthdays that we've got right now. You can call or text and add to that list. 615-893-1450, the number. Some Slick Pig banana pudding on the line here with that one. Well, today is National Lineman Appreciation Day, so for all those people who that at MTE.
Dangerous job. 655.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers and storms become likely. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Lows drop to 62. Winds south-southwest 5 to 15. And then Friday, still a chance for showers and storms before noon, and highs make it into the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 67.
This is Craig Wharton, store manager of the Tire World in Smyrna. We are Smyrna's local neighborhood tire store, and we have serviced all of our customers' needs since 1983. And thanks to all of our loyal customers for the last 33 years, we will soon be moving to our new location across from Nissan right here in Smyrna.
Good morning. They're still over here trying to clear up this accident on Riley Parkway at Brick Church Pike. Also on 65 southbound at Trinity Lane. They're trying to move over to the side as it gets heavy down through there. And that stretch there at 65 at Trinity Lane is still running slow up out there in Portland on 65 southbound at that Portland exit through that northern section of Robertson County. It's loading up now 24 west up through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro. Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on that brand new menu. Check them out today. You can order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Middle Tennessee Electric organizing the 23rd Annual Earth Day Celebration Saturday, April 20th, 10 to 2 on the square. Check out MTE's Energy Hub trailer equipped with interactive energy efficiency displays. Free fun for the whole family. Find out more at rcearthday.com.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net. Novatech reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Novatech's IT and print services provide businesses with a free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit novatech.net. That's novatech.net.
Foo buys Habitat for Humanity homes.
People who are working and they work hard, generally it's 40 to 80% of the area median income.
And everyone can support the dream of home ownership by shopping at the Habitat Restore.
We have 20 future homeowners in our program right now.
It just does so much for the community.
Please shop at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Franklin's Printworks has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. Everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Printworks. We hear a lot people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Turner Security is proud to offer Honeywell Max Pro Cloud for your business. Control your security, access control, and camera system with one app. Arm your security, see your cameras, and unlock a door for a small monthly fee and no contract. Tired of paying for overnight guard service that doesn't work and costs too much? At Turner Security, we have your solution.
Attention to the individual with a backpack. You are in a restricted area and need to leave immediately.
Video monitoring with real-time live talk from Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security, the wake-up crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:58 here on the Wake Up Crew. Be careful out there this morning. Hope you're having a great day. Allison Somm's going to have a good day because she's the good neighbor of the day for her outstanding leadership with the children's ministry at the Experience Church. Allison's going to receive flowers from the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
So if you know someone like Allison that you'd like to nominate as good neighbor of the day, all you have to do is text neighbor to our number 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply back. Just fill out the information that it asks for. It's going to take you a couple of minutes. In the coming days, they'll be our good neighbor of the day and get flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. Again, taking those birthdays and anniversaries this morning, same number, 615-893-1450. You can call or text. World News next on WGNS, brought to you by the Low T Center and French's.
French's Shoes and Boots famous bargain racks are loaded with deals on name brand footwear priced 70 to 90% below retail. We're always stocked with top brands in work and western wear.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
More to come. Hour number two of the Wake Up Crew. We're going to be talking to the Villages of Murfreesboro, and also we'll have Throwback Thursday. Stay with us.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Foreign aid showdown.
I'm going to allow an opportunity for every single member of the House to vote their conscience and their will on this.
911 outage hits four states.
Nevada, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Texas.
Justice Department deal in Nassar abuse case.
It's the FBI acknowledging that they screwed up.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, we could be just days from a breakthrough on a months-long impasse over U.S. aid to Ukraine and Israel. But as CBS's Scott McFarlane reports, it could come at a costly price for House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The House Speaker is trying to thread a political needle here. He's released a package that gives $61 billion to Ukraine, billions more to Israel, but has separate votes, which can help him navigate his very narrow majority and get both parties to support it when some Republicans oppose more taxpayer money to Ukraine. But this doesn't end the trouble for Mike Johnson, who has some Republicans seeking to oust him, saying he's cutting too many deals with Democrats.
CBS's Cammy McCormick says Secretary of State Antony Blinken is working diplomatic channels at a G7 meeting in Italy.
Blinken called it a critical time for Ukraine.
It is urgent that all of the friends and supporters of Ukraine maximize their efforts to provide with Ukraine with what it needs to continue to effectively defend itself against this Russian aggression.
And Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says his country has urgent needs.
The one and the only issue on my agenda here is air defense.
He also called on the U.S. House to pass the supplemental, saying it would help save Ukrainians from Russian missile slaughter.
When it comes to Israel, CBS's Deborah Pata reports a new military move could come at any time.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has brushed off calls for restraint from Israel's allies as his war cabinet deliberates a response to Iran. They have all kinds of advice, he said, but I want to make it clear we will make our own decisions.
Well, service has been restored and an investigation is underway into 911 outages in four states overnight, all of South Dakota, along with parts of Texas, Nebraska, and Nevada. Christopher Darcy is a police consultant.
The investigation will reveal, obviously, the cause, and then we can use it as a learning opportunity in law enforcement to really shore up these things.
It's where the Justice Department has agreed to pay about $100 million to settle claims with dozens of people, some of them star gymnasts who say they were sexually assaulted by sports doctor Larry Nassar. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns says the FBI was blasted for mishandling the investigation into Nassar, who is now in prison.
This comes after a 2021 Justice Department Inspector General report found the agency failed to respond to the allegations with the utmost seriousness and urgency. And 70 or more young athletes were allegedly sexually abused by Nassar after the first complaint against him was filed with the FBI.
A bid by Democrats in the Arizona House to repeal a proposed near-total state ban on abortion based on an 1864 law failed for a second time yesterday.
The fact that we will not even entertain a motion to allow those who have been raped or pregnant by incest to be able to have an abortion is extremely, extremely disappointing.
But there is a move in Arizona's Senate to bring a repeal proposal to a vote that has the support of at least two Republicans that could come early next month. Reports say Google has fired 28 employees who took part in protests this week against the company's billion-dollar cloud contract with Israel's government. And at Columbia University in New York, pro-Palestinian protesters lit small fires. There were a handful of arrests hours after the president of the school told Congress Columbia is not a hotbed of anti-Semitism. 4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay. Especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Democrats in the U.S. Senate, led by Chuck Schumer, moved to dismiss articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We had to set a precedent that impeachment should never be used
to settle policy disagreements.
Republicans who accused Mayorkas of not following border policy wanted a trial. Well, CBS's Chris Van Cleve has more now on what lawmakers heard yesterday about Boeing.
I was told, frankly, to shut up.
Boeing quality engineer turned whistleblower Sam Salapour on Capitol Hill warned of his safety concerns about the 787 Dreamliner.
Are these planes safe?
The airplanes are not being built per spec.
And the company's response to you was to threaten you?
Threaten you, sideline you.
Salapour claims Boeing is not following its own production guidelines when connecting key pieces of the 787 fuselage. He fears it could lead to a structural failure years down the line. The FAA is investigating those claims, but Boeing says they are inaccurate, saying extensive and rigorous testing of the fuselage and heavy maintenance checks of nearly 700 in-service airplanes to date have found zero evidence of airframe fatigue.
An Air Canada worker is among nine people charged with stealing thousands of gold bars and banknotes worth more than $14 million from Toronto's airport. They vanished from a warehouse a year ago. Now to Hawaii, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has more on a new report from the state attorney general that cites a communication breakdown during the wildfire response last year in Maui.
This is about never letting this happen again.
A nearly 400-page investigation raising new and troubling questions about Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson. As hurricane-force winds raged, igniting fires, several schools closed, and the state was preparing an emergency proclamation. At multiple times during the day, Mayor Bisson said declaring an emergency was not necessary. He finally signed the emergency order at 8 p.m., hours after Lahaina burned down.
The NBA has banned Toronto Raptors big man Jontay Porter after the league found he bet on games and disclosed confidential information to bettors. Bill Ryder covers the NBA for CBS Sports.
The fact that he bet on his own team to lose, which is one of the things the NBA's investigation found, it is stunning. I mean, it is. He's not a star like Pete Rose, but is Pete Rose in the level to which this dirties the game and soils the NBA's attempts to separate the gambling reality from the sports reality?
Caitlin Clark's new WNBA contract pales in comparison to the new endorsement agreement she's reported to be close to signing with Nike. The Athletic reports it's an eight-figure deal. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Hey there, good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. As we move along with the Wake Up Crew here this morning, we need to check on the latest traffic and weather. We do that now, all brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Hey, I'm Jack Hayes, here with my dad Nick and my granddad Pops.
In 1985, when we opened our doors, we had one kids item on the menu. It was a hot dog. But today, we have one of the most popular kids items in Rutherford County. What's your favorite item, Jack?
Chicken fingers, curly fries, and our homemade barbecue sauce.
At Toots Restaurants, our quality has not changed.
Our portions have not changed.
Our products have not changed.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight mostly cloudy. Showers and storms become likely. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Lows drop to 62. Winds south-southwest 5 to 15. And then Friday still a chance for showers and storms before noon, and highs make it into the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast.
Right now it's 67.
Capstar Bank is for you. Capstar Bank is dedicated to the people of this community. Capstar Bank, 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, capstarbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning. We've had a couple of accidents out here. One earlier there at 24 at Briley. That one should be out of there in a few more minutes. It's picking up big time now on 24 westbound up through Antioch, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Davidson County. Still moving right now on 65 through Brentwood, Franklin. Don't forget, it's still closed down there in Williamson County, 840 eastbound at Columbia Pike. 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services here in Middle Tennessee. Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel.
Hear our sermons on WGNS Sunday night at 7:30.
Our sermons are loaded with the keys of the kingdom. If you don't have the keys, you'll be stranded.
Visit holyhillchapeltn.org to hear our podcast.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Do not adjust your radio tuner. Do not attempt to change the frequency.
We are now controlling the transmission. We control the volume and your speakers.
For the next 2 hours, we will control what you hear. You're about to experience the awe and mystery, which is called the Wake Up Crew.
Back here on the second hour of the Wake Up Crew. I'm pushing the wrong button over here. Or maybe it's someone else controlling it.
It isn't me, buddy.
No, there's a button right beside this pot, and I hit it by accident, and then I hit it on purpose.
Why is that? What? You know the board better than anybody.
Well, yeah. It's not, I don't know. It was just fun. Thursday morning. It is April the 18th, episode 1389 of the Wake Up Crew. And today, our quote of the day from Ann Landers. Opportunities are usually disguised as hard work, so most people don't recognize them. Take that. Slam.
Wow.
No, it's all in the way you say it, I guess. Might as well just go ahead and jump into our song of the day. We're saluting classic country here for a little bit. And some of the biggest hits, classic country hits. Of course, you got to have Loretta Lynn on that list.
Well, I was born to coal miner's daughter in a cabin on a hill.
Here, play that banjo.
Now, it was Sissy Spacek that played in the Coal Miner's Daughter, right?
Right. Sounded just like her. She actually sang the
Did
songs.
She really,
yeah,
actually?
It, yeah.
Huh.
It's uncanny. Yeah, it's great.
She's also The River.
Yeah.
With Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
I saw it on, I guess it was 1984 that movie came out. And it's on Netflix. Hmm. And it's about a Tennessee family.
Yeah. She's got that country Tennessee. Yeah. Twain. She was on the Grand Ole Opry with Loretta Lynn and sang a few times.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she sang everything. And Tommy Lee Jones was perfect as the husband. It was great. It was a really good movie. It'll surprise you. Have you seen it?
Coal Miner's Daughter? Yeah. Yeah.
It really surprises people when they watch it, because it's much better than you would think it's going to be. Mm-hmm. You know? She won Academy Award, didn't she, for that?
Maybe so.
I think so.
I put The River in my Netflix watch list. So
I've seen The River. It's a good movie.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Mel Gibson, Sissy Spacek. You don't really think about it, though. You know, you don't really think, you know.
And this was early Mel Gibson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. So
So that's our song of the day. Want to remind you that today and tomorrow are the last days to drop off consignments for the Milton consignment auction, which is coming up on Saturday at 9 o'clock. At 11132 Last Cassis Pike out in Milton. And it's a big parks auction that's going on. All kinds of equipment, trailers, RVs, boats, campers. So if you have some consignments today or tomorrow, get those out there. $10 fee for the large items, $5 for the small items. And be a good time on Saturday. So if you're looking for something to do.
Well, you can do that. And then you can go over and go to the Earth Day celebration.
Yes.
MTE's having.
And there's another event that I talked about on Rutherford Issues on Monday. The Rutherford County Paws is having a doggone good adoption or doggone adoption deal coming up on Saturday.
I almost wouldn't mind having another dog.
Yeah.
But I've seen what you go through with, you know, so I decided against it.
This we'll probably mention again next week, but there's this Facebook page called What's Coming to Murfreesboro. Yeah, and they put out the new businesses and things like that, and there will be a new Aldi at the intersection of North Rutherford and Las Casas Pike.
Mm-hmm.
So, under construction.
Good location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're really expanding here.
Yeah, they are.
I remember we had one for just a long time.
Long, long time. Now we've got four. This will be four, won't it? One's out on Church Street.
Yeah.
There's one over by Medical Center in there.
That's the one that was there for the longest.
Oh, okay. Memorial was the third one.
Memorial.
What I'm thinking of, yeah.
Yeah. It was second or third, and then and there's one in Smyrna, too. So there you go.
People have found Aldi. They have discovered it.
Yes.
You know.
Certainly have.
I never did go there much, but they say meat's real good there, and you can find deals on. In fact, you can even find little obscure things. You know, sometimes like, you know, a planter or something out there. They have some farm and garden stuff.
Their Lunchables are about half the price.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, anybody would know about Lunchables. It'd be you,
John. You know this lady, and you taught her children in school. But Carolyn Jernigan is retiring.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. Happy for her, but that's sad.
The reason, and that we're talking about Carolyn's consignment, they did not renew the lease with her. I think they're bringing more restaurants into that little strip mall over there on Las Casas Pike. But, she's been doing that for 39 years.
Yeah, been very successful.
Yeah. Sure
I
has.
Used to go there a lot when they had men clothing, and then they quit doing men's clothes, so I haven't seen her in a long time. But she's a very personable lady. She makes you feel at home when you see her.
Their last day will be May the 31st. So that's
buy all that inventory. Just buy it all.
Yeah, yeah. And seeing if there was anything else in here to mention. She's got grandchildren, so I'm sure she's going to enjoy that. So, anyway, just thought we'd let you know about Carolyn's consignment. Closing after 39 years. I think, I don't know, have they always been out there on Las Casas Pike?
No.
I didn't think so.
And I can't remember because I used to go there, but I cannot remember for the life of me where she used to be. But I'd say she's been there probably 20 or 25 of it,
yeah.
I'd say. But, yeah, hadn't always been out there.
That's where the little...
She had to expand because her business was going so well.
Yeah. They had... it's where the Cedar Bucket used to have the restaurant. And used to have a grocery store in that.
But all fond memories, the Cedar Bucket.
They're transforming that whole thing out there, it looks like. All righty, let's check on some sports news for you real quick.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Eddie Garcia.
In the NBA, we had a pair of play-in games. In the East, the 7-8 matchup had the 76ers holding off the Heat for a 105-104 win. Philadelphia rallied down 12 points at the half to get the home court win. Joel Embiid led him with 23 points and 15 rebounds. Miami star Jimmy Butler had 19 points but suffered a knee injury late in the first quarter. He continued to play through it but wasn't really effective the rest of the way. There's fear that he has an MCL injury, but his status going forward, unknown. Philadelphia earns the 7th seed. They'll face the number 2 seed in the Eastern Conference playoffs, the New York Knicks. In the 9-10 matchup, the Bulls beat the Hawks easily 131-116. Chicago's Coby White had a career-high 42 points to eliminate Atlanta. Chicago will face Miami. Winner gets the 8th seed and will face the number 1 seed, the Boston Celtics, in the first round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. In NBA news, Pelican star Zion Williamson is going to miss the team's play-in game on Friday versus Sacramento due to a hamstring injury.
This is Stan with Parks Auction. The annual Milton consignment sale coming up Saturday, April the 20th. The auction starts at 9.
Good and used farm, construction, and landscaping equipment, trucks, trailers, RVs, boats, campers, and more.
If you got good consignments, holler at me.
Don't miss this community event. This Saturday, the auction starts at 9, and there's even free food.
Be with us Saturday at Milton, 11132 Las Casas Pike.
13984.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the Law Offices of John Day. I've lived and worked as a lawyer in Middle Tennessee for over 30 years, and to me, every single day has been an honor. That's why our firm is so involved with community programs like bicycle helmet giveaways and our Safe Ride Home program. At the Law Offices of John Day, we're not just looking to make donations. We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too.
For home restoration at a price you can afford, trust the professionals at Farrah Construction to get the job done on time and within your budget. Farrah Construction can remodel your home or can update your kitchen, bath, or other rooms. I'm Ron Hall. If you can dream it, Farrah Construction can turn it into reality. Call Farrah Construction at 615-893-6120. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Farrah Construction Company.
French's, the name to trust. French's, depend on us. French's, a great selection too. We take pride in pleasing you. Get brand names at a lower price. The French family really treats you nice. It makes good sense to shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
That's French's Shoes and Boots, 1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
The Wake Up Crew.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We're here at the Villages of Murfreesboro talking with Todd Wyatt. Your mom moved here, but you found the Villages for her.
You know, it's one of those situations in life. You don't have a life manual. You don't know what to do. You get the call from your mother. She's not knowing what to do. And so it wasn't where I could leave my position. We started talking, and she decided to move down to Tennessee. So then it begins, you know, she's not going to live with me. I love her to death, but she's not going to live with me. So then it becomes a process of looking at different locations, price-wise, options, you know, throughout the whole process. This was the place that I thought she would fit most comfortably and make the adjustment, and thankfully she has.
What turned you on mostly to the Villages of Murfreesboro?
I like the size. From what I understand, there were like 65 residents, and other places I looked at it were three or four stories. And so I thought the ratio to staff to, you know, to residents, I thought was important. You know, the food, from what I understand, was good, and I knew that would be important to her since she's in a room and she has kind of a little kitchenette, but really can't prepare the food like she did when she was back in Minnesota. I work at Middle Tennessee, so it's easy for me to, I drive by the place every morning and when I go home, so if I need to poke my head in or something, I can be, it's very quick and easy access for me.
Now, you're on the coaching staff at MTSU.
I work with student athletes.
So you already fell in love with MTSU and the whole bit.
Well, I did, and I really like the, I've been here for 13 years, and that's as long as I've ever been anywhere, and so really didn't have a desire to move to Minnesota, and then financially, you know, it's, but it was, it just seemed all to work out really well.
Now, you mentioned you had looked around at different other places, and this is where you felt they had the best for your mom, at least.
And I would encourage people to go out and look at different places. Believe it or not, there are a lot of different options. And whether it's a one-bedroom, two-bedroom, washers and dryers in the room, accessibility, size of residence, food quality, services you get for the money. Here it was nice because it's kind of a menu that you can offer different options. So my mom pays, you know, the base for the room, but then we pay a little bit more for laundry. And there's a menu, you know, so it's independent living, yet if she needs some assistance, it's there for her. And it's not all included where she may not need everything that's all inclusive, which of course will bring the price up. So this was real nice that they have a menu option that you can add different things to when needed.
Now, as you look at things to do, did the Villages of Murfreesboro seem to offer more activities?
Well, the one thing, my mom loves to golf, and they have a little putting green out here. And like she said, you know, she went to Bell Buckle. And they go out and have lunches, you know, and they take them to Walmart on occasion. So there's enough for her to do. And to be real honest, it helps me because then I don't have to be here 24/7. So, you know, once again, bingo, and you have to work around her schedule. Because like she says, exercise at 9:30. We got bingo in the afternoon. And so they do the special events and encourage the families to get involved as well, which I think is very important.
So those are things that keep the family together. And also she's meeting new friends who live here and she sees every day.
It is. I mean, she's got several friends that they eat lunch with and I meet with daily. They come and ring on her doorbell and then they come down for dinner together. But like I said, I live in a second floor apartment. So for me to get her there for a holiday dinner or something would be difficult. But they have that option where you can come here and have that dinner with your mom and her friends and everything. And it's really a, and the staff is involved and stuff. And so, like I said, for me, I could not be happier because she's happy.
In looking around, they really have a lot of social interaction with each other.
Well, and that's what's so great about her friends ringing on the doorbell. She knows they're going to be there a certain amount of time. She needs to be ready to go. You know, she has the exercise in the morning. She can get her hair done here. She saw a podiatrist here. So there's a lot of opportunities. And like I said, she knows when the lunches are. She can get up for breakfast if she wants. There's a calendar. She gets a monthly calendar that has events for each day. So if you want to participate in them, you can. If you don't, but there's always something to do. And she loves the veranda, the top second floor. She loves going out there and just sitting and watching all the construction that's currently going on. So it's really worked out well.
Todd, before we leave, what would you tell somebody who is thinking about needing a facility like the Villages of Murfreesboro? What would you tell another son who's looking for their parents?
I think the thing is you got to shop around. There's a place I looked up in Smyrna, very nice, but the newer places don't have landlines. And it's something very simple, but my mom doesn't have a cell phone. So it was nice that she could have her own phone here. So it's small, minor details. But like I said, 65 residents. So, you know, it's just real important because it's a crucial choice that you want to make and make sure that they're happy and hopefully you don't have to do it again.
Todd Wyatt, our guest this morning, talking about the Villages of Murfreesboro. He personally did the search for his mother and she loves it.
I hope so. I hope it continues that way. So thank you.
Thank you, Todd. Have a great day.
You as well.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Here's a question. What do you want from your electric co-op?
Fast response if the power goes out.
An app that keeps me informed. Tips to lower my monthly bill.
Communication on things that matter to me.
Done, 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 done.
I want to know everything.
Everything? Well, young lady, let me show you the MyMTE app. Energy Service Life. That's Middle Tennessee Electric. We're here to get done what matters most to you. Learn more at mte.com.
Enjoy life at the Villages of Murfreesboro. Like games or a golf putting green at the Villages of Murfreesboro, a luxurious apartment, plus a chef to prepare your meals, and all that is very affordable. Let Sioux Hall show you the Villages of Murfreesboro, right behind the Stones River Battlefield. The Villages of Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
If you're not waking up to the Wake Up Crew, here's what you've been missing.
Simultaneous Scooby.
It's in stereo.
Don't miss the Wake Up Crew with John, Brian, and Dalton. Weekday mornings from 6 until Swap and Shop.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 Thursday morning, April 18th, episode 1389 of the Wake Up Crew, rolling along.
And happy birthday today to Gabriel Fancher, Janet Patterson, Sandra Hawkins, Beverly Keel, Marvin Burton, Charlene McLaughlin, Betty Warwick, Debbie Hollums, and Harold Hamm. Happy birthday from News Radio WGNS.
All right, that is the list that we've had coming into the morning. If you have called or texted in this morning, we've got that, and it'll be on our full list coming up here at 8 o'clock. If you have it, now's the time. It's actually the deadline time to get those birthdays and anniversaries in. 615-893-1450. Call or text and let us know.
Family owned and operated since 1903, French's is always stocked with the top brands and work in Western wear. Plus, we're the best place in the South to get Hey Dude shoes with the best selection in town.
French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Partly sunny for today. Highs top out near 87 degrees. Winds southerly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers and storms become likely. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Lows drop to 62. Winds south-southwest 5 to 15. And then Friday, still a chance for showers and storms before noon, and highs make it into the lower 70s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 67.
Good morning. It's gotten a little bit heavier in the last few minutes on 24 coming westbound out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, up through the Antioch area. As you come through the Mount Juliet area, that's also busy on I-40 going westbound towards Davidson County as that traffic cranks up now on Vietnam Vets. Right there in Hendersonville, headed towards Conference Drive, moving an accident, Gallatin Pike at Madison Boulevard. A 24/7 reliable crane and rigging services right here in Middle Tennessee, Tomahawk Crane and Rigging. Check them out at tomahawkcrane.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
I'm Ron Jordan. Some students in Rutherford County could be forced to find a new way to school as the district considers cutting some bus routes. Bus transportation would be eliminated to students whose homes are within 1 mile of the school if the Rutherford County School Board approves establishing a parent responsibility zone. A number of parents have a list of concerns with the proposal, including the increased possibility of a child being abducted. Additional worries include pedestrians' safety with the lack of sidewalks in some of the more rural areas of the county, the headache of added traffic congestion, and the dangers of a child crossing it. A former Mid-State police chief is suing the city rocked by a sex scandal last year, citing racial discrimination and unlawful employment practices. Burl Chip Davis was fired from the Laverne PD last year after a sex scandal involving multiple employees made national headlines. The lawsuit filed by Davis this week is asking damages and is accusing the city of racial discrimination and violation of the Tennessee Human Rights Act. Davis alleges he was terminated while other white supervisors received no disciplinary action. Davis is requesting a jury trial as well as back pay for lost benefits, compensation for stress, punitive, and liquidated damages. And make sure you check your seat before leaving your Uber. The 8th annual snapshot of the most surprising and most popular items left behind in Ubers, aside from the usual cell phones, cameras, and tablets, for a toupee, a breathalyzer, a candle labeled See You in Court, a fake tooth, a poster of Hillary Clinton, and the engine from a Jeep Liberty. How would they even get that in an Uber? I'm Ron Jordan reporting.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is a paid legal ad.
You've probably heard it a million times. If you're injured, call a lawyer. And you probably haven't because you don't know how much it will cost, how long it will take, or even if you have a case. At the law offices of John Day, we provide a free initial consultation because we understand that folks don't want to pay a lawyer only to find out they don't have a case. If you think we can help, we do so on a contingency basis, which means we only get paid if you do. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
Interest rates continue to make the news, but what if you need a new car or truck to get to work? At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. And we can help get you a break from your interest rate when purchasing anything that rolls or floats. This includes newer used autos, boats, RVs, motorcycles, and more. But hurry, this limited time offer ends soon. You can learn more or apply online at heritagesouth.org. Terms and conditions apply. Insured by NCUA.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state. From AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery. Making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, our time is 7:35. You're listening to the Wake Up Crew for a Thursday, and we like to throw it back on Thursdays.
Do you remember these? The hip parade.
Great so parade, a little something different today. This is how something in the present is giving a nod to the past. I saw this on Facebook. Demetria Kalodimos, who was at Channel 4 for forever, she is part of the group that is bringing back the new Nashville Banner. And it's an online deal, but they're doing some video and they're doing some podcasts and some stories and that kind of thing. But the podcast that they are launching on the new Nashville Banner is called Banner and Company. And she talks about how they came to name it Banner and Company. Maybe it's something that you watched back in the 70s and 80s.
Now, if you've been around, you may pick up on something, our name. It's a nod to my old partner in crime, Dan Miller. He is and always will be my gold standard.
Good evening. Welcome. Good program for you tonight. Our guest is Jimmy Buffett, one of the most consistently appealing writers and performers in the music business today.
There are a lot of reasons why people loved Dan's show, Miller and Company. It aired on Sunday nights, late, after the news, when there was literally nothing else to watch. You couldn't play a tape or a DVD. There was no Netflix, folks.
It was one of those really not very pleasant times in my life.
It wasn't an interview show. I wouldn't call it that. It was more of a conversation. And that's really because Dan Miller was especially good at listening, like the everyman. If somebody used a big word or something needed explaining, he knew how to ask without shame and without apologizing. It's that conversation that I think we need more of, maybe now more than ever.
So Banner and Company came from Miller and Company. I think we've talked about Miller and Company
before. Is she going to host it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. She said, you know, the name is a tribute and a bit of a theft for my late great partner, Dan Miller. She said, if I can't steal it, who can? So
I don't know when it was on the air, but
I remember watching it or seeing it sometimes in the 80s. So
It lasted a good while, but he had some really great guests considering, and I know they taped it, you mm-hmm. know, but I remember my favorite one was Glenn Campbell and Tanya Tucker were on, and that's when they were like dating it was wild. But Dan Miller had them on. She's nailed it because he was a great listener. I think he would have been great as a talk show host at night, you know, mm-hmm. Like Bob Costas was, you know, on Later. I mean, he just had this knack to listen and so relaxed all the time. And everybody, they just opened up and told him all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it was really good. And
but the fact that she said that it was on, you know, on a Sunday night and literally nothing else on, yeah. That's when you had three channels.
Yeah, it was 10:30 on Sunday night, yeah. I think.
They didn't... when he, you know, he left and went to Los Angeles and was part of the Pat Sajak show and did some news out there for a while and then came back to Nashville. They did not bring that show back when he came back. So it was an 80s thing.
But I hate that they didn't bring it back.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, he had access to any country music singer that, you know, that he could get. And
well, in that example, he had Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah. I don't recall any guests where now he might have had maybe Huell Howser on or something. But it was a really good show. It was very entertaining. I
remember one time he talked to, I can't remember his last name, but he was cameraman Tommy. He was there for all those years on the morning
Sir
show.
Cecil Creep.
No, a cameraman.
Yeah, well, there was a cameraman named Sir Cecil Creep. He was a cameraman, too.
Yeah.
Is what I thought you were talking about.
No,
yeah.
this guy was, he did the Ralph Emery show forever, and I can't remember his last name. But anyway, I mean, he had on famous guests or just the everyday folk.
Yeah, he had from other channels, you know.
Yeah.
Teddy Bart, I mean, Chris Clark was on there one time,
yeah.
So.
It's pretty wild.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, that's a little throwback today.
Habitat for Humanity trains people to be successful at home ownership.
So they're very, very prepared for home ownership, and they are buying their home.
You heard correctly. The Habitat homeowner buys their home. It's not given to them.
It just does so much for the community.
Contact Habitat for Humanity and discover how you can help others with home ownership.
It's just a great impact on the family.
French's Shoes and Boots is the number one place to shop for boots, shoes, apparel, accessories, and much more. Family owned and operated since 1903, French's is always stocked with the top brands in work and Western wear. French's is the best place in the South to get Hey Dude shoes for the whole family with the best selection in town. French's Shoes and Boots, your hometown store for boots, shoes, and more.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church Street in Murfreesboro.
This is Stan with Parks Auction. The annual Milton consignment sale coming up Saturday, April the 20th. The auction starts at 9.
Good and used farm, construction, and landscaping equipment, trucks, trailers, RVs, boats, campers, and more.
If you got good consignments, holler at me.
Don't miss this community event. This Saturday, the auction starts at 9, and there's even free food.
Be with us Saturday at Milton, 11132 Las Casas Pike.
Firm 3984.
Rutherford County is one of the fastest growing communities in Tennessee. This is Mike Klassen, the general manager at Middle Point Landfill. As a Class 1 landfill, Middle Point accepts non-hazardous municipal solid waste, approved special waste, and commercial waste. We have served this region for 2 decades, providing free disposal to all Rutherford County residents and low-cost disposal to Rutherford County businesses. Learn more at middlepointlandfill.com. For public services, we are sustainability in action.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We are about to wrap up this Thursday edition of The Wake Up Crew, episode 1389.
Scary music again.
Once again. I don't know what's the deal with all that scary music.
Make me nervous.
It's ominous. The Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric, the 23rd annual Earth Day celebration this Saturday. Not tomorrow, but the next day. It's here. And MTE is going to have their Energy Hub trailer out, equipped with all those interactive energy efficiency displays. And they've got free hot dogs and popcorn. It'll be a good day to be on the square, 10 to 2, this Saturday, rcearthday.com. Online, Allison Somm, today's Good Neighbor of the Day, for her outstanding leadership with the Children's Ministry at the Experience Church. Allison Somm receives flowers from Jenny Harrison and our friends at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts, along with News Radio WGNS. That's the Good Neighbor of the Day. For this Thursday, Allison Somm. If you would like to nominate a Good Neighbor of the Day, all we need you to do is text NEIGHBOR to 615-893-1450. You'll get a reply back from us and just fill out the information it asks for. You can also get to that same form at wgnsradio.com/goodneighbor, or just throw it in the mail, even call Melissa, say from lunchtime on this afternoon, and we'll take it from there. Now what do we do? Oh!
Time for the dad joke of the day.
How could I forget?
Replay.
Today's dad joke of the day. What time do ducks wake up?
I don't know. When?
At the quack of dawn.
Replay.
Well, you had a little more zest into that one, but I thought it was a standard. A very good 3.5. That's nothing to be ashamed about. That's a good joke.
Okay.
I think when you get into the twos and the ones, or you don't even register, that's when it's bad.
I don't think I've ever not registered.
There was one that was a one,
yeah,
that I gave. I thought it was the worst joke I've ever heard. And
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I don't want to go into it. You get pouty when I start doing that.
It brings up bad memories.
Yeah, I don't like to go there with you.
But they were very rare.
Yeah.
What have we learned today on the Wake Up Crew?
Yes.
Well,
You took notes again.
Well, we talked about mowing the yard.
Yeah.
You know, your yard's getting really high. Grass is probably, the city will probably come out and, you know, put a sign out in your yard saying, you know, you need to get it cut.
Well, good luck I'm not in the city.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You just are an eyesore to the city. We learned new places. Oh, yeah, new places coming to Murfreesboro.
Yes. Yeah. There's a Facebook page out there called What's Coming to Murfreesboro.
And then we threw it back on Throwback Thursday to Demetria Kaladimos, who talking about her new show, Banner and Company, a podcast, and she stole it from Dan Miller.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Miller and Company. Then that got us into talking about Miller and Company.
There's some really interesting stuff if you want to see some old Dan Miller clips.
You remember Huell Howser, don't you?
I don't remember. Oh. I mean, I know who he is, and I've seen some of the video.
But, the scene at 6 and the scene at 10.
That's right.
Yeah. Now I don't understand what they're even saying. WGSMV 4 News or something like that. I don't know.
And I remember the scene at 5, Andy Pearson.
The scene at 5, yeah.
Yeah, they were the first one to do a 5 o'clock newscast.
Really?
Yeah, sure were.
That was Channel 4?
Mm-hmm.
Andy Pearson?
Yeah.
Don't,
he was from WSM Radio.
Don't recall that name. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. That is what we have learned today.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, a stupid, silly stat of the day.
Jackie Chan's father was a spy, and his mother was a drug dealer, and they met through an arrest.
Love at first sight.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, getting out with our song of the day. It's Loretta Lynn's big hit, Coal Miner's Daughter.